Welcome to the Music Ed Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Emily Williams-Birch, and this podcast, it exists for you. Whether you're a music lover, an educator, a choir member, each week we bring guests to the show to help explore what matters in music. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the show. It is bonus episode time. I love bonus episode time. These episodes are inspired by whatever is going on in the podcast during that week. And this one's extra special because, in case you didn't know, I've recently been bit by the barbershop bug. Now, before you turn it off because you don't think you're going to get bit by the barbershop bug, I have singer support for this. I asked all of my singers, what do you like about barbershop? Why do you think other choirs should sing barbershop? And do you have any tips or suggestions for first-time barbershoppers? So in this bonus episode, I'm going to share a few of my favorite how to get started with barbershop things that I found after recording the episode with Joe that you heard on Tuesday. And if nothing else, you're going to walk away from this episode with something you can use in your very next rehearsal or class. So hang on tight. This is going to be fun. Let's get started with why my singers think that you should also barbershop.
So I love barbershop just because I get to sing with like other guys that kind of sing like the same voice part of me. I think other choirs should sing barbershop just because, you know, it's a good way to get more guys, I guess, kind of engaged. And the tips or suggestions, I don't know, just have fun with it. You know, that's basically it. Just have fun.
I like barbershop because it provides a challenge that you can't really find in other pieces of music when you really put together the rhythms and the, you know, text and the chords especially. Like, it just all comes together to provide an experience that you can't really get with, you know, when you're singing different genres. And you know, that's also the reason why other choirs should sing barbershop, you know, just to grow and, you know, just experience something that they might not have, had experience doing before, and just step outside of their comfort zone. And that would also be my tip for first-time barbershoppers. Just don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone, do something different, something that you've never done before. Like, for example, barbershop at times can be super silly. So, like, if you're not used to doing that on stage, it's the perfect time because, you know, we're all in it together.
I like barbershop because it's really not necessarily easy, but it's not really easy at all, but it's short and simple and to the point. And and why other choirs, and I think other choirs should do it, is what I said earlier, because it's short, simple, and to the point. It's really easy to learn, and and I'm really new to it, so I don't really have any tips.
And that's where I come into play. So you've heard the guys tell you that they find it fun, that it brings them together with other male voices, that they're experiencing more genres, they like the challenge, although it's kind of a challenge, but not a challenge, it's fun and quick to learn. And what I really love is they're not afraid to step out of their comfort zone. Never once did I say, this is going to be silly, this is going to challenge you to step outside your comfort zone, but this is going to be fun. Those are all words they experienced through learning a bunch of barbershop. So how did we get started? We started, just like Joe said in his episode on Tuesday, with barbershop tags. So if you look in the episode notes right now, if you're driving, don't look at the episode notes right now. Be very careful. If you're running, also be very careful. Please do not trip and fall because you were looking at the awesome episode notes for this episode. Anyway, if you look at the episode notes, I link to free barbershop tags, and there are so many that you can search. I have picked a few of my favorites and put them up for you in YouTube. So that's what I want to do right now, actually teach you a couple tags that you can take right now into your rehearsal, either as a warm-up or a fun song or just something to build some community with. So we have a really easy one that my young women really love. It goes like this. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Improv. Da dum bum ba da dum. Dee da ba dee da dum da dum dum. Dee da dee. You can go all day, but it's up to you when they say good job. That's the lead of the good job, everyone. Everybody, pardon me. And then you have the part at the top of it. So they come in first. Good job, everybody. Then the higher part. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Then the improv section. Ba-da-da-da-da. And a good job. So those are the first two parts. Now you have it layering in. So the first part. Good job, everybody. Higher part. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. Improv. A boop doop 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 doop. And you end. A good job. Then you have the really, really cool part. The bass part. And so you have the lead. Good job, everybody. Higher. Good job, everybody. Altos. Good job, everybody. Then the basses. Good job, good job. And improvising, everybody make it up. It's so much fun. Do ba do ba do ba. A good job. And that's your end. It's a really fun tag. You can teach in no time at all. If you want to find the score to that, it is called Good Job Everybody, and I have to give all the credit to freebarbershoptags.com. Now, what if you want to do one that is a little bit more elaborate and allows you to teach some really awesome musicality? I also use this tag to teach about chromatic notes and to label the different voices that you will experience: lead, tenor, baritone, and bass. And those same parts are used both in male voice ensembles and female voice ensembles. So this one is called You Are So Beautiful. Be warned, there are tons and tons of barbershop tag arrangements with the same title. Tons of people arrange them. You just have to make sure that you pick one of the ones that are public domain, which are most of them, to be quite honest. So here's the lead. You are so beautiful to me. Yes, this is me, a soprano, singing the tenor part. It's very low, but it's the correct key, because here's what the tenor line does. You are so beautiful to me. So the next part would be having your singers choose, do you want to sing the lead? Do you want to sing the tenor line? Having them sing those two parts together. You could be ready to move on to a third part. That might be all you do with that tag, that first rehearsal, depending on the ability level of your singers. The next week you could come back and it's time to learn the bass part. I love teaching it on solfege. Do, so, fa, so, do. That's the solfege skeleton of it. You are so beautiful to me. And a perfect chance there to employ Dr. Bauer's rule of the steady beat. To me. How do you add growth and space to make that crescendo? So that's your baseline. You have the lead, the tenor, and the bass right there. That might be all you do, is have those three parts mix and match. You can play with all different types of arrangement techniques in your rehearsal based on what you're using it for. Or you can add the baritone part. It starts on so. And a lot of barbershoppers actually sing with numbers. 5-1, 5-4, 3-2, 5-2-1. But I prefer solfege. It's just what I speak in. And that would be for the baritone part. So, do, so, fa, mi, re, so, re, do. With words, it starts on so. Do, mi, so. You are so beautiful to me. talk about teaching your singers to watch the director, or having student directors come up and lead the tag and see where they want to take some time. It has been so much fun doing this virtually, and I cannot wait to do this in person. You are so beautiful. This is taught by Wayne Grimmer at the Harmony University conference a couple years ago. So I hope you like it. Don't worry, there's a link to the YouTube if you didn't get all the parts in this little tutorial. Something else I've really enjoyed using tags to teach, in addition to artistry and Dr. Bauer's singing rules, I really love how it helps us come to the realization of how to read minor music in different types of tone colors, and they make for great sight reading for my older, more advanced singers. So this is an example. I also have the YouTube link below. It is a tutorial on Clouds on Fire by Terry S. Chapman, making sure that the people who wrote these tags get all the credit they deserve because they're amazing. So it goes like this. Mi, mi, la, ti, do. Ti, do, re, mi, sol, la. Awesome opportunity for breath control at the end. We actually had a great time learning this one with my guys, and they had all sorts of techniques for breath control and seeing who could hold that note the longest at the end. The words go like this. When the sun goes down, it sets the clouds on fire. You could just teach that one lead in your warm-up or in your sight reading, or you could add the next part. I love this tenor line for a lot of reasons. One is how it helps my female voices work on their head voice and transitioning from chest through the middle up to their head voice, and how it helps my guys and their changing voices. If you haven't jumped back and listened to the birthday bonus episode where I shared Vic Oakes and Dr. Lynn Gackle's tips for working with female and male adolescent voices, totally go check those out. But this little click here, this little tenor line, I feel has really helped me with some of those guys changing voices where they are better at singing musically in their higher range, but they're dying to explore their lower range. This tenor line has been a godsend for that. Here's how it goes. When the sun goes down, it sets the clouds on fire. The clouds on fire. Isn't that gorgeous? Again, you could just leave it at that and teach the main melody and then this tenor and go on to do something else. This is great because it starts in unison and then it splits and has some really beautiful harmonies within it. Now, as you keep going through this song and you add the next part, you'll notice that it also has that beginning opening motive, but then this line goes in the opposite direction, like this. Warning, this is the bass part, and I am going to have to sing it an octave up. I apologize. When the sun goes down, it sets the clouds on fire. The clouds on fire. Talk about some really cool things when you look at the opposite directions of the melodic line, the Picardy third at the end, the chromaticism. There's a ton to talk about just on those three parts we've learned already. But then there's that fourth part that you add in that is really fun. It goes like this. I will sing this one in the octave that it is written by Mr. Chapman, but it helps me to sing this one on solfege because it has some interesting skips. It starts on me, like all the other parts, duh. Mi, mi, la, sol, la, sol, la, la, do, re, mi, fa, fa, sol, mi. Onwards. When the sun goes down, it sets the clouds on fire. The clouds on fire. And there you have it. All four parts of Clouds on Fire by Terry S. Chapman. great opportunities to look at unison, a disjunct motion, parallel motion versus contrary motion, Picardy thirds and chromaticisms, and really getting excited about minor keys. It has the most beautiful chord at the end, but I'll let you do that with your singers and see how it works. So if you aren't sold on barbershop tags for the opportunities for student leadership, for building different types of harmonic language, for just having something quick to be successful and have fun with, you can also fall in love with barbershop for the repertoire that they have. And the Barbershop Harmony Society has quite a few songs available for free on their website, one of which is Teetotaldumdum. And this one is so much fun. Sometimes it's fun just to pull this one out in rehearsal and play with the bass part, because it's the typical, oh, Teetotaldumdum, 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 bum, 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 bum. It is so much fun. And there's a great melody line. Now, we actually, every time I've done this, have taken the words away and written our own lyrics for the melody line, because we don't necessarily want to talk about, oh, I got a gal and she's a daisy. I mean, it's fun, but my middle school guys aren't really into singing about some cute girl named Daisy. So what we've done is wiped away all the words and made up our own lyrics. We're in the middle of finishing our lyrics for the COVID Teetotaldumdum. I'll let you know when that one's finished. But this song is fun because we get to work together. We've actually mixed our own barbershop where everyone learned the lead and everyone learned the bass and everyone learned the baritone. And tomorrow in rehearsal, we're all learning the tenor line. And it's been fun to work with the guys mixing their parts and creating our own barbershop sound in a DAW, digital audio workstation. And we've even had some times where we make our own backbeat and we mix our barbershop with like dubstep. It's been a blast. It is not the normal. It is not what I would typically see myself doing in a choir rehearsal, but I'm staring into a bunch of Brady Bunch screens of middle school and high school guys really excited to show up to choir, because they're having immediate success with this barbershop music and they're transferring it. When we pull out something that is a little bit more serious, we're working on a piece in Latin that I think they should know and has this beautiful lyrical line, they make the connections that they know how to hold that note for so long because of Clouds on Fire tag. And they reference that when we're talking about things. So I hope this has helped you get excited about barbershop, because I'm really excited about barbershop, obviously. There are so many little things you can teach from it, whether it's just a little second that you let it drop into your rehearsal, or if it becomes part of your repertoire. I think we all need to take a second and reevaluate what we're programming. The singers that are in our spaces right now are different. And just like Jeff Redding says in the episode that you'll hear this coming Tuesday, sorry to give a little teaser, you can't walk into a COVID world with a pre-COVID mindset. You have to make a shift and you have to all grow together. And for me, barbershop has provided that space to grow, and I'm really excited. So I wanted to share that with you. If you are not sure that you want to teach or know how to teach barbershop, I have to give a massive shout out to our show sponsor, the Kinnison Choral Company. They are absolutely fabulous, and Charlie Kinnison is a barbershop and a cappella phenom. He knows all about it and can help you with anything that you need. The tracks the Kinnison Choral Company make are amazing, especially the mute tracks. I just keep talking about the mute tracks because I'm obsessed. When you have the mute track, the singers feel like they're singing with a bunch of stuff around them except their part. So they're forced to learn how to count sing or solfege their part within that mute track, and they're not relying on the mimicking of whatever they're hearing. Anyway, that's my plug. We're so thankful that the Kinnison Choral Company is a sponsor of the Music Matters podcast. And you too can save 20% off using the Music Matters coupon code details in the episode notes. This has been so much fun. Thank you for letting me sing barbershop with you, for letting me share my newfound obsession. I would have never known had we not started the Music Matters podcast, because I wouldn't have had a chance to talk to Joe Cretuti. He says his name, Joe's name, he said, think Tutti Frutti and then Cerruti. That's it. Joe Cerruti. I'm so glad that we got a chance to talk. I hope that this has inspired you and given you something fun to do. If you find a tag that you really love, please share it with me. Let me know. You can find me at emilybirch.org/contact. You can find me on Facebook and on Instagram. Or you can join Music Matters Patreon page, and we can connect every month and share all the great things you're finding. Patreon.com/musicedmatters. I think that's all I have to say for now, except you, my dear friend, you matter. We all know that music matters, especially barbershop right now. And I will see you next time on the Music Matters podcast.